Hey guys, it's Justine.
And I'm Jenna.
And today is episode number 9 of the Same Brain Podcast. Jenna, I don't want to lie to you. I have a concussion.
Well, maybe you are lying or maybe you're not lying. What do you even know is real if you have a concussion?
I don't know, but Trish told me that I needed to count backwards from 100 by 7, and I couldn't do it.
So what you're saying is we do not have the same brain because I do not have a concussion.
Today, we have different brains.
Well.
Should we roll the intro again just because?
Roll that intro. We may have forgotten.
All right. So we're back from Utah. We spent a week in Utah filming every single day. You guys may have seen that the Sony a7S III was officially announced and released.
Officially. Mm-hmm. It's very exciting. I mean, well, you remember our one podcast.
I don't remember because I have a concussion.
I said the Sony a7S II was released September 2015. So almost 5 years ago. And now we have the three.
I'm really excited. And we got a chance to go to Utah and really test this thing out. And I mean, we used it a lot.
We really did. I mean, a lot of the features, since it does have, you know, the new CF Express.
Maybe
I have a brain problem. It has the new CF Express cards, so we didn't have like full capabilities because we didn't have the cards, but just thank God we did it because we were shooting so much. I don't know how we would have tested everything.
We tested out a lot of stuff, and then even after we had to send the camera back while we were still there, because of course it was a review unit and it had to go to somebody else. But this camera is incredible, and seeing all of the reaction from people online, I mean, this is the camera that we've been waiting for. And it was funny because some of these people were like, but it doesn't have 8K. Can you even watch 8K? No, you can't. Yes, I wish that it had 8K, but to be completely honest with you, this has everything that I wanted and that I need.
I will say I'm enjoying my 8K TV, but here's the thing. I want someone else to make that 8K content. Even trying to handle like these files, which are like the 120, like my little MacBook was like struggling a little bit. So it's like 8K. Even when I did the Samsung video, shooting in 8K, uploading, it took forever. I don't know if it's really consumer practical or ready.
Right now it's definitely not, but what I do like about shooting with Red and having those 8K cameras is, I mean, a lot of times this is cinema grade stuff, and a lot of those cameras you can't do, you know, easy autofocus. I haven't tried the Canon out yet, so I don't have that to compare, but storage space for a lot of that stuff is an issue. And I think honestly, for what we are doing on YouTube, this camera is still far succeeds anything that we would really ever need.
Oh, 100%. I mean, I have my maxed out MacBook at 8 terabytes, and I'm just thinking like it's already full.
Yeah.
And it's been full, and I keep getting rid of stuff and trying to figure out what I want to keep and just trying to, what do we do with all this storage? Like, you have the Jellyfish, but like
that's going to be full. It's going to be full very shortly.
And there's just, what do we do? And it's expensive.
The thing that I was most impressed though is the file size of the files that we had, because I was expecting, like, I brought an 8 terabyte external drive. I brought another like 16 terabytes, not a solid state drive, but just in case. I was like, I don't know how much footage this is going to be. We barely even used 3 terabytes.
Two or three. Yeah.
It was under three.
That's actually pretty impressive.
Incredibly impressive.
I mean, even because we record a lot externally with the Ninja 5, and like those files are huge. Massive. Like, they're massive. Even like this podcast is probably like what?
I don't want to talk about
400, 500 gigs.
It's
maybe
a lot.
Maybe more. And half the time we have two cameras rolling for a lot of the stuff. So it's like you're shooting so much. But yeah, with the Sony, the files were very, very, not small, but reasonable.
Definitely reasonable. And having that higher quality content. So in case you guys missed it, I would say my highlight, well, the camera can now shoot 4:22. I keep adding an extra 2 in for some reason because keep thinking of like the another compression format, but it's 10-bit, 4:22, 120 frames a second, and it is so crispy. We said crispy so many times in our video.
So many.
I was like cringing every time because I was like, oh my God, stop saying it.
Same. And we're editing it, so it's like we heard it like 100 times more, but how else would we describe it?
I don't know, but it was amazing. And now everything that I feel like I'm shooting after having that camera, I miss it. The autofocus is incredible. It's so fast. And some other people were saying like, oh, but it's only 12 megapixels, but the pixels are actually larger. So for a lot of the shots that you're getting, especially for low light, this camera is specifically, you know, this is something that is geared towards low light photography, low light video.
For sure. One of my comments, it was like, it was about my video. It's like, where were the reviews about the camera and the pictures? And I was like, well, actually, a lot of these shots were interval shots. So I secretly have reviewed thousands and thousands of pictures, but in a video form. So there's your photo review. But I will say also, because I have the A7 R3 and we've used the R4 a lot. And that's what, I think 62 or 64 megabit. Yeah. So doing interval shots with that camera, those files add up. I mean, we were using so much storage because think if you take, you know, 1,000 pictures, 64, you know, megabits, like it's big. Those are just pictures. So I am once again enjoying the smaller file sizes with the nice high quality content.
Yeah, it looks really good. Yeah.
So good.
What else is my favorite?
Flip out screen.
Oh my God, the flip out screen. Yes. And somebody else, oh my God, I was just like reading all these trolls on Twitter. That were trying to like say that the camera wasn't good or all of this. Like, I've been using it for a week. Everything that you're saying is false. You do not know. Yeah. You do not know what you're talking about.
You do not know.
You do not know.
But it's crazy because it's like, you know, we're used to like, oh, vlogging, you want to flip out. But it's so much more than that because realistically, I'm probably not going to vlog on the A7S III. I can. I might.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's heavy. And now that we have the ZV-1, it's just much more practical.
It's so much more practical.
We don't need to overachieve. But it's like, even when we were trying to get these shots, when we were in the off-road vehicle, I stuck my arm out the side of the door, holding onto the lens and basically aiming it at the tire. And I flipped the screen in and angled it up. So it's like that angle would have never been able to be done on a previous camera. I just would have had to like guess what it looked like.
For sure. But
it's nice because it's not just flip out. It's what they call it, like wide multi-angular.
It's screen. A flip out screen. Just.
But it does more.
But it flips out. What? And up and down and all around.
Yeah.
I'm here for marketing.
Hello. Multi-angular.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. There was something else that I was going to say, but I forgot because I have a concussion.
It's probably about the electronic viewfinder.
No, I know it wasn't that.
Oh my goodness.
Well, should we tell them? Wait, can we tell them how I hurt myself? This is.
Do you remember how?
Oh my God. Yeah, I remember. Because I was laying on the floor for several minutes, confused as ever.
Well, what happened?
So I was trying to make a TikTok to one of the new Taylor Swift songs. Because there's like a meme going around on TikTok where you basically are just like crying to her music or something. It's like a sad album. So I was like laughing in the TikTok and then I like instantly the music starts playing and then I start crying, fake crying. And then I was going to like fall off the couch. It was going to be so epic, so funny. Well, I started falling off the couch, but I went to catch myself with my arm and then my arm kind of like slipped and then my phone that I was filming with smashed me in the head. And I mean, I'm not talking about like just like you drop the phone on your face. Like it was like a forceful
blunt force like, trauma.
It was like somebody came up and like smacked you as hard as you could. Oh gosh, with my phone. I smacked myself with my phone.
Well, speaking of phones, we forgot to read our reviews in the intro, but
we're gonna do that later. We're gonna do it at the end today.
We will. So yeah, you texted me. You're like, I think I have a concussion. I hit myself in the head with an iPhone. I was like, that makes sense.
I mean, just imagine going up to somebody and hitting them as hard as you can with their iPhone. That's what I did to myself because there was extra force because I was falling and trying to catch myself.
I mean, like it.
There's like a bump.
Oh, I can see like, it. Unless it's just your face. I see the bump.
Yeah, it's actually went down because like yesterday it was massive. And then like all night I just felt weird. And I knew the number one thing that you're not supposed to do is go to sleep if you have a concussion. But I was like, I have to go to bed.
I gotta go to bed.
I'm
in too much pain.
And then this morning I was on a conference call. And halfway through, I just laid down just so that I could just, I don't know, just lay down and do the call. I freaking fell asleep.
Well, here's the thing. You're also exhausted.
Yes, but I feel funny. I feel weird. Like, I feel dizzy.
Exhaustion will do that to you.
I also have a concussion. I hit myself.
Have you looked up, let's look up concussion symptoms.
I did, and I can't count backwards from 100 by 7.
But you couldn't do that non-concussion, so it's, like... I don't think that's a really good... Okay, symptoms. Here we go.
Okay.
People may experience... Once again, we are not doctors.
No.
Big surprise. Headache.
I have one. Had one yesterday.
Whole body blackout, fatigue, poor balance.
Yes. Oh my God, yes.
Well, once again, these aren't new symptoms. Cognitive amnesia, disorientation, mental confusion.
I'm confused.
You've been concussed for years. Sleep. Disturbances or sleepiness.
Oh my God, I'm so tired.
Once again. normal.
But I feel so messed
Gastrointestinal nausea or vomiting?
I feel a little nauseous. Like, I didn't eat all my potatoes at lunch.
There was a lot of potatoes. You
know? Yeah, but I usually always eat all my potatoes.
Oh, also common, irritability.
Oh, I'm so irritable.
Wait a minute. Mild depression?
Oh, my God.
Once again, I'm not sure how this is any different from your symptoms. Anyway, ringing in the ears?
That did happen.
But here, I heard that too.
Oh.
Well, same brain. So
same. Makes sense. Except not right now because I'm concussed.
Sensitivity to light.
Yeah, this is, light is so bright. Like, look, my eyes are watering.
Oh my gosh. It says if your eyes are watering, consult the doctor.
Oh no.
No, I'm kidding. Okay. I'm kidding. I joke.
It's not a joke. You don't understand. I hurt myself.
No, concussions are very, very serious. But I told you that if like you wanted to see a doctor, like we should go.
What are they? But they don't do anything. They'll do the same freaking test we just did, and they'll be like, "You have a concussion. Come back and see us." Right? What is the treatment?
Okay, well, that's my next tab.
Concussion treatment.
There's no specific cure for concussion. See? Rest and restricting activities allow the brain to recover.
Oh.
Well, you should have been resting for years.
I was going to go for a run, too, but I felt like I might fall off the treadmill.
Your brain will be jiggling.
I hit myself so hard. Like, it's unbelievable how hard I hit myself.
Oh, this means one should temporarily reduce sports, video games, TV, or too much socializing.
Oh my God, all I did was watch TV last night too. Wait, socializing. Oh.
Well, Corona's taking care of that one.
Great.
Medication for headache pain.
What are you reading? Because this says how to treat a concussion. Hint, it's not rest. Oh my God. And then this says do cardio for 30 minutes a day.
This is just what
Oh my gosh. Okay. Immediately after exercising, engage in cognitive demanding activities like reading.
What are you on? You're on what you want it to be.
See, that's the thing about the internet. You can just find an answer that you want.
This doesn't even have a website. It literally is like, it's just like what Google is telling me. It's like, here you go.
Cognitive
and
effects.
And I spelled concussion wrong.
So yeah, this is crazy.
Let's
talk
about
God.
The news and concussion.
Fortunately,
should you really be behind the wheel after concussion?
Should you?
Well, I didn't
What's
read
the answer?
People who have had a concussion take longer to regain complex reaction times, the kind you need in most real life driving situations.
Oh my God, there's another symptom. It says cry more than usual. I almost cried this morning.
Well, once again, there's a lot going on.
Oh my God,
you're
look.
Exhausted and you may have a little bit of PMS.
Uninterested in favorite toys and activities.
Oh, you haven't been playing your Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, but that's been just because I was really busy.
Really busy. Tired eyes.
Oh my God, don't they look how tired they are.
Once again, Justine, we just got back from a week of filming and like we're still editing and working nonstop. You did hit your head.
I did.
Remember how hard I hit my head in the van on the way there?
No.
I told you, I was like, man.
Yeah, you did. She said her brain got scrambled.
I actually was concerned. Like every time we'd hit a bump, like I would like black out a little bit. Maybe I have a concussion.
Maybe.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I guess we can stop talking about my injury.
Do you want me to get you the helmet?
Well, it's downstairs. Too late. That would probably hurt because it like even hurts to touch.
Well, anyway.
So
that was something we talked about.
I had a lot of fun in Utah though, but it was crazy because it like felt like things were like real life again.
We went to a restaurant, inside a restaurant, sat inside, ate food for the first time in 4 months. Like, yeah, everyone had masks on,
yeah.
But it's like you have to take the mask off
to
eat the food.
They did a really good job of like distancing the tables. I mean, we were so far away from tables that, but yeah, man, this one table was so loud.
Yeah,
they were
real
so
loud.
Loud.
I know. Well, they were having a good time.
They were
having
a good time.
But they also were like, washing down the menus. You know what they should, well, I thought it would probably be hard to do.
What?
Just be like, our menus are digital here.
Scan
this
on your phone. A lot of places do.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who?
There's like a little cafe around here. Actually, a lot of the places do. They have just QR codes. It's like, we have digital menus. So your idea is already being implemented.
Well, I've never experienced that. I'm a genius. Aww. I'm living in the future.
I know. I can't believe it.
Future brain.
The A7S III is incredible. I really can't wait for it. I mean, it really is the camera that we've all been waiting for. Incredible low lights. The autofocus is just so impressive. The 124K is
it's
amazing.
Beautiful.
It's great. And the no recording limit,
yeah.
Which is great because right now we are recording externally. Although the A7 III doesn't have a recording limit either, but I feel like I just feel so much more like confident in recording externally because this one does overheat.
Do you have the high setting turned off?
I don't.
So, you know, we didn't turn it off on the new camera as well, right? We didn't turn that on. So I think all the settings were just normal. And if we would have turned it off, we probably would have had you know, well, here's the thing. We're shooting in 110 degree weather. Like, yeah, you don't want to turn that off. Like, you don't want to potentially damage the camera. But if we're inside the air condition, I turn it off. Like when I ran that test for the 30 minutes, 120, 60 minutes, 60, it was going over. It did shut off mm-hmm. for the 30 after like 31, 32 minutes. But I forgot about the setting where if you turn it on to the high alert, yeah, whatever, you can record longer. But
for sure. But I mean, it really is great. And I can't wait. What is the official date? Did they give the official date?
I think the B&H pre-order says, I'm not sure if it says it'll ship September 24th.
Okay.
Late.
That's a long time.
It's 2 months.
Wow.
How it feels will like we survive? I don't know. Like when we mailed that little package back, I was like, this feels like a breakup.
It did.
It was weird. Like also, we had to go to like a copy and print center because in Moab, there's not really like a FedEx.
No.
So there was like this little local copy and print. And like we roll up in the Sprinter van, you know, we've got like our email to like ship this label and I have to print it. And I have to go use like the public printer. I have to log into my email, which my password is like 6,000 things long with like capitals and numbers. I'm like, oh my God. Oh. And then I'm like trying to print this. Justine's over there trying to like package up a thing because we're so used to like, it's like LA, you know, people do it for you. You're like, yeah, hey, I want to package this. They just do it.
They would never let you do it yourself. Like I was over there using scissors. I was using a knife. I was cutting and we didn't bring all of the packaging. So I had to like do a makeshift package and it was crazy. I was like, well, how much is this to ship? She goes,
it's just $3 for the box.
I was like, but I use all kinds of packing supplies. She's like, oh, that stuff's donated.
That is such a good idea. I mean, she's like, yeah, people just bring in their, you know, not old, but their packaging stuff once they open stuff and they donate like the bubble wrap and like the paper. And I'm like, that is so smart. She's like, well, we don't make money from it, but you know, I was like, still, like it's
brilliant.
It was so smart because it's like, what do you do with that? You just recycle it half the time. And that's such a terrible method.
Yeah.
But I like that.
No, it was a great idea. I forgot what I was going to say. But a public printer,
man. And then I couldn't figure out which one I was printing to.
Public printer.
What did I say?
What did you,
did I
forget?
Say public printer?
Don't remember.
Wait, now I feel bad because I don't know if I paid to print. But
oh my God. Oh my God.
Wait a minute. But I asked the guy, I said, do I pay now or before to use the computer?
Jenna said, like, stole a piece of
and
paper.
I said, I just have to print one thing. And he goes, oh, just go ahead. But I don't know if I stole the paper or not.
Oh my
now
God.
I feel really bad.
It probably would have cost like 1 cent because they were so nice there. Oh my God. You stole a piece
I
of paper.
I may have stolen from them. Piece of wow. paper and ink. Think how expensive ink is.
It is expensive. Yeah,
oh my
you printed
God.
One
I have,
thing.
I know. I'm gonna. Oh, I have to send them. I'm gonna send them a
I thought
letter.
You were just saying I'm gonna send them a mugshot.
I'm gonna send them a mugshot. I'm gonna send them a mugshot
have
and like
you seen
$5. Say I think I stole. I didn't pay for. Well, but I said.
But the box was $3. So how? I mean, like $2.99 or something. So how would your piece of paper?
But to be fair, I did ask. I said, "Well, how much for printing?" And he's like, "Oh, just go ahead." So I guess I didn't steal. Oh my, I don't know. I feel bad. But I mean, once again, like.
Here's the thing. We have some other news to talk about
today. No, we
don't.
This is very important news. What's that?
Animal Crossing coming out with a summer update number 2.
What are they going to do now?
Oh, you don't know?
I actually have no idea.
Oh,
I haven't
this is
been
exciting.
Playing.
I actually haven't played for over 9 days at this point because I know as soon as I start back up, it's going to be a problem and I'm going to get sucked back in. And I also haven't streamed. So I kind of wanted my last stream, well, the next stream that I do to be. Like a welcome back. I haven't played
when
for a while.
When is the update?
So it's going to be coming out, I think, on Friday. And you guys are listening to this on Saturday. So the update probably is already out. But the biggest news is there's going to be a cloud save for your island.
Whoa.
Yes.
No way.
Yes.
So
yes
if you
way.
Switches.
Switch switches. You will be able to have an update in case you lose it, which we've all been waiting for this. Like it should have been something that's implemented in the beginning. But like I'm not going to complain about it because it's here.
Do you pay $3.99 a month for something? From Nintendo?
The Nintendo, yes, I do.
What does that get us?
There's some games that you can get, and it's also like the Nintendo, let's see.
Because I've been paying $3.99, and it's just like a Nintendo payment, and I'm like, what did I buy?
What did you buy?
But I've been paying for
it. It's the Nintendo Switch Online.
Yeah, what does it get me?
Well, it gets you, look, online play. You get NES and Super NES games. You get save data.
Wait a minute.
Smartphone app. You also get special offers.
I almost tried to touch your thing. Go back to the NES games. Okay.
Is this new to you?
No. Well, recently. Is it the Super Nintendo? Like the original Super Nintendo game?
Well, these
Super
are the
Mario
games.
World?
Yeah.
My favorite game ever.
Really? Mine was Super Mario 64.
No. It was the Super... This one.
Super Nintendo.
This one.
That's the regular one.
The regular one.
Yeah. So that's just regular Nintendo. Just
regular Super Nintendo game.
That was that's not Super. That's regular.
Regular. Not regular. Super Mario?
Well, I guess it's called Super Mario, but like it's not Super Nintendo.
Super Mario. I'm very sleepy. You know what I mean?
You're concussed. Oh my God, shoot. You have my concussion.
The concussion. Your brain has leaked over to mine and now I'm confused.
Oh no.
Super Mario World.
So yes, but I'm saying that's not the Super Nintendo version.
Anyway, $3.99. I should probably investigate a little bit further. Mario World is my favorite game ever.
There's also fireworks now. Oh. So you'll be able to dream. Okay, this is separate. There's dreaming. So you can set your world as a dream state and people can come visit it in a dream.
No, what? That's
weird. Yeah, like when you're offline.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I know. Cool, right? Cool.
That's interesting. Okay.
It's interesting.
Dream state.
There's, so those are the three updates. Cool. Fireworks show, it'll be happening every Sunday.
Oh.
In August at 7 p.m.
That's nice.
You can get in the spirit by redeeming bells for raffle tickets at the plaza to get various festive items that you can use.
I like that.
You can put your own personal spin on the fireworks display by using your own custom design patterns.
I like that. I like that a lot, actually. I know. That's pretty cool.
So this Sunday, maybe we can have a fireworks show party.
Okay. I like that even more.
I like this. Cool. I like this a lot.
I do remember them saying about the fireworks, but I guess that's here because time is flying by.
It is, and I'm yawning.
I'm yawning too, man. We're struggling.
I don't want to say this is the last thing that we wanted to do today to record a podcast, but we are trying very hard to make sure that we can at least post one a week for you guys.
For sure.
And I mean, we can't even explain how crazy like this week was.
Well, let's talk about like how much work actually goes into things, because I feel like people don't understand
unless
you do it yourself. So it's like, oh man, this one comment got me all fired up. It's like, oh, I respect you, but you don't know what hard work is. And I walked into the door after 7-8 days of nonstop 16 plus hour like work days.
It was probably even longer because we were waking up super early. Yeah.
Only sleeping like 3 hours.
No, yeah.
Shooting
all day, transferring footage, staying up all night to try to get astro shots. I mean, it was honestly nonstop for 7 days.
It really was. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe this isn't like, you know, like a physical work labor type of job, but like,
no, it's pretty physical because we're carrying gear,
true,
packing and unpacking the van.
And it's like this type of job, like even if you're not doing it, you're thinking about it. Like you're constantly thinking about like what you have to do, what you're gonna do, like creative. It's like you can't just turn your brain off. And sometimes that's just like mentally and physically exhausting itself. Not to mention, you know, like actually creating the content and like editing and then streaming and like just there's so much that goes into it.
I think we enjoy it, which is why we can put so much time into it, because obviously if we didn't enjoy what we were doing, like we would not be investing that much time into it. So it is really, really fun and it is rewarding to get, well, I mean, basically one video out of an entire week plus 3 days straight of editing, like working on that. But it's a lot.
It's a lot.
And then not only are we trying to like shoot, I mean, thankfully we did have help with like Tyler and Jace helping us shoot and all that stuff, but it's like, not only are we also like sort of shooting stuff as well, but we have to be on camera and then be pleasant.
Yeah.
That's also mentally exhausting, and making sure that like the shots look good and all the story that we're going to be crafting later, all of the pieces that we're shooting, that's going to make sense. Mm-hmm. And making sure not to mess up any specs. I messed something up.
What was it?
It was a very small one. I accidentally wrote 13 to, I forget what it was. It was like 13 to 16 millimeter G Master lens. Because I was putting like which lenses I used. Somebody called me out.
13, and then somebody else called me out.
It's not a thing. No, I typed it wrong.
13 to 16.
I know. It's like somebody said, is that a secret lens that we don't know about? I go, no, it's a typo.
That would be like a terrible lens.
Well, no, because like, I mean, we had the 12, like
the 12
be
to like 24. Wide angle. Yeah, but 13 to 16. It's like,
I don't know. It was a mistake, but I don't know. I mean, I was editing up until basically.
You fell asleep.
We had to,
I know. Yeah, because that's the thing too. It's like, yeah, this is cool. And you have to know how to use the camera. You need to know the specs, but you also need to be able to be on camera and like speaking. Do you know how many times like I mean, Tyler knows, because it's like trying to do an intro and trying to sit down and talk. Boy. We put it off until like almost the last day. We're like, we need to just go somewhere. We need to sit and we need to just say the specs and say everything about this camera. And we just kept putting it off because we're like, this is going to take so long. It's a lot. It's like, if you don't have a teleprompter too, like I've just got my little notepad and I'm like trying to make it seem like I'm not reading, but.
Well, then even if you have a teleprompter, like we still would have had to have written the script and then you have to read it. And it's just, it's so much, but it's like, I'm grateful that this is something that we get to do, but I think it just sucks to see people think that we just post a video and it's easy.
Yeah.
Cause like, I feel like I'm dying right now from the past like week and a half.
It's also very expensive. Like this is a very expensive career that we have chosen as well. Like, you know, we are thankful, like a lot of companies do, you know, provide us with gear for reviews and stuff, but a lot of it, we've spent a lot of money just to, you know, make the content. But I will say too, that the travel, even though it was very stressful, it was kind of nice to like
get out
and feel like back to normal, because I really wanted to focus on travel content this year, which couldn't be more opposite.
Like at the beginning of this year, Jen was like, I'm really going to start doing more travel stuff. Like even if I couldn't travel with her, she's like, I'll just go alone. Like we'll just do it.
Do some travel stuff. And then, this is great. And then
your plans were soiled.
But you know what? Now I'm enjoying being at home.
I love it so much.
Like the thought of getting on a plane, I'm like, ugh.
No. But the problem too was the fact that we'd become so just in this way of being at home that like going out and doing a big shoot like this was really difficult, because it's like that mode of go, go, go. And then even packing, I forgot how we usually pack stuff.
I know.
Like everything just took so much longer to try to figure out. But I love the videos that we ended up coming up with. And it was a really fun trip. And it was just nice to sort of get out of LA, because LA, I feel like it just feels so post-apocalyptic.
Yeah,
or it's happening now.
It's
like
weird.
Everything is just so incredibly weird.
Well, that's the thing too. I was like, where are we going to go? Like, we want this video to look awesome. Like normally we would fly to Hawaii. We would have spent a week there and we would have shot like, you know, the content that we know and love, because we're familiar. And I've always wanted to go to Moab. And I'm like, you know what? Utah is relatively open considering everything. Moab is really, really far, but it was hard because I really want to go to Yosemite, but Yosemite, you have to book in advance, like day passes to get into the park. There's not many restaurants and lodging, also not really many lodging options. It's like, you can't just really book an Airbnb. It might be like 2 hours away. So I was like, okay, Yosemite's not going to work. And then I was like, okay, what about Zion? Zion, they also changed their rules with the whole COVID-19, where a lot of the places we would want to go, you have to get on the shuttle. Now, a couple months ago, they shut down the shuttle completely. It was better because you could just drive. So it was first come, first serve. You drive, you park. Great. Now you have to get a reservation for the shuttle, all sold out. And do you really want to be in a shuttle?
Absolutely.
We wouldn't have been able to do that with all the gear. Like, it would have been physically impossible, and we couldn't get reservations. So I was like, you know what? Moab, it's open. We're just going to have to drive there. And I think it all worked out.
I slept almost the entire way. So I'm one of these people that, like, I know I'm concussed right now, so I'm a little extra tired. but like, as soon as we got in the van, like, I fell asleep for hours. And then at one point, I remember, halfway in, we were going to get breakfast, and Jenna goes, oh, there's a Starbucks up here. And then I fell back asleep. And then 2 hours later, I woke up and she's like, hey, we're going to go get breakfast. I was like,
opening, and I go, breakfast. And she goes, now? And I go, yeah. And you're like, oh, Starbucks. I go, that was days ago. I'm like, no, we're not going to Starbucks. I was like, this is like a restaurant.
My gosh.
Okay. Like your eyes were swollen. Your hair was like a ball. I'm like, oh my gosh. We are the opposite sleepers. I am the lightest sleeper. It's awful because I feel like I haven't had a good night's rest in like 10 years.
Well, I know the one night when you guys were out doing Astro, like I could not keep my eyes open. So I was like, I have to lay down. And the last thing that I remember is somebody saying, I'm going to go get the camera, which was at midnight.
It was like 12:30. Yeah.
And then I woke up at like 2:30. I was like, where'd everybody go?
Yeah. And then I was like kind of hanging out, trying to figure out, like, I don't know. I was like looking at footage to make sure it was turning out okay. And I was in there probably for like a half an hour. I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to go, you know, check on the cameras too. I left. And these doors on the Sprinter van are loud and heavy. And like they shake the entire car. And I'm like, well, I don't really want to leave her here, but like, I don't want to wake her up. And 2 hours go by, we come back and I'm like, you were just like moseying out. You're
I had to pee.
I'm like,
I got ready. I was going to come out and help. I was like ready to go.
You had a little headlamp on. I'm like, how did you sleep through that?
I'm quite nice.
It's just shocking. Like, wow.
Wow.
There was something else I was going to say, but I forgot.
Well, that's the theme.
That's par for the course.
That's the theme. You know, I want to know how many Canon reservations for the pre-orders got canceled.
Probably a couple.
Couple?
I think probably a few.
I want to know.
Armando posted a couple stills, actually, from... I mean, obviously, like, yeah, it's going to be a great camera.
What? Which one?
The Canon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course. I mean, it's like, if you're making a camera, it's 2020, almost 2021, it's going to be a good camera.
I mean, it might not be as good as...
It's not like when GoPro tried to make a drone.
Oh, God. Or try to make a 360 camera.
Oh, my gosh. You know what, though? Hmm. They make great action cams.
Yeah, they do. Incredible. Yeah, stick with what you're good at.
I have fallen. I actually didn't get the latest GoPro. I really wanted
it. I didn't either. But, I've gotten every single GoPro, I think, since like the Hero...
One. The first Hero. Yeah. Is this the one that had flip out screen, or did you have to buy it separately?
Oh my God, no. They were trying to be like modular and cool. And I was like, interpreter.
So,
interpreter.
Let me tell you about modular.
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, okay.
Although actually I did see, let me look at this.
She's going to look it up.
No, it's a modular vehicle.
Oh, what? What?
Hold on, I'm typing. Can you hear me typing? Yeah. Electric car. Modular electric car.
I saw something today. It was like this little bus, and I couldn't tell if it was a bus or like a cake in the shape of a bus. Because if you've seen all these trends where like we can't tell if it's cake or if it's real, it's really messed with my brain.
Huh.
I don't like it.
Same?
Same brain? Now I see things, and I'm like, can I eat this? And no. Do you think for like our 10th episode, we'll have a cake?
That's maybe like 100. Episodes or something.
We're gonna Jenna, why die did you
Venmo,
we get to it.
Why did you Venmo me money? That was a treat. It was a gift for you.
No free meals 2020. You guys don't get the joke.
Oh,
but
shoot.
We think it's funny.
I love a good joke.
Justine is too generous and is just like always ordering food. And she's like, no, I don't want your money.
I'm like, no, it's
I'm
a gift.
Give you your money. I'm like, I'm not.
It's a gift.
No, I take the gift. Myself. Well,
yeah, like, when it's like a work day, like that's what we do.
This is my work too.
Oh, good point.
There we go.
Oh, my head hurts.
Oh, God. Do you want to go to the doctor?
What are they going to do? Tell me you have a concussion. We can do nothing for you. Go home. Come back later.
What if they do a brain scan and they're like, your brain's empty.
I'll be like, oh, well, that makes a lot of sense.
You want me to shake it?
No, God, don't touch me. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. I'm good at doing very specific things.
What? Were we talking about that?
No, well, no, I'm sticking up for myself when someone says I'm stupid or dumb.
I didn't say you were stupid.
Well, I'm just saying they might. And it's totally fine. Like, I am not going to say that I can count backwards from 100 by 7.
You are very talented and very smart.
At specific things.
You know what, though? You're really good at not acting dumb, but like when you don't want to do something, you just conveniently are like, oh, I don't know. And I'm like, I know she knows.
Don't tell them.
She just conveniently is like, I don't know. I can't drive. I took my contacts out. And then I see her flicking her contacts in the trash can. I'm like, she's a liar.
Oh,
you are very smart. I know where Maddie gets it from, because you know Maddie's like the smartest little pup, but like he conveniently, you know, like doesn't hear.
Stop
you.
Talking. Stop it.
I know your secrets.
Stop it.
I know your secrets.
Yeah, but like I am injured right now.
Oh gosh. This is like the toe injury of
2018. Okay, the toe. My toe still doesn't work.
Was it 2018? Does anybody's 18, toe actually 19. Work?
Dude, it still doesn't bend. You touch it, it's like...
I'm not touching it.
Like, you touch the top of my toe, and it is like an excruciating pain.
Okay, so, let me tell you why. Once again, Justine hurts her toe. She tries to look up same-day doctor.
Oh, God, like, this woman. I can't even... she said it wasn't broken, and I swear to God, I think she's crazy.
Was like a good doctor, but there was like, you know, like a little bit of a wait. And you're like, I'm going to go. I can see the same-day doctor. It's like... It seemed very sketchy. So, and then you never saw another one.
I know. I I went to physical therapy for
was it
like
same day therapy.
No, it was not. It was a very good therapist. Okay, and I went for like 3 months. Okay. And towards the end, he's like, he's like, it's just not getting better. I was like,
do you think it's because you went to same day doctor?
No.
First?
Well, maybe. And okay, this is, you guys can't see, but okay. Oh. So like, just picture like your toe. Yeah. It's massive. It's disgusting. That was actually the day I did my first collab with Armando. And I was
you were like, I'm sorry, I'm late going to the doctor. And
no,
then
I think I had to go during the shooting. During
it. Well, we
and then I came
out.
Back. Yeah. So I came back on x-ray, but like, it was disgusting. It was massive, huge, gross, terrible. And it's funny because at the time I wasn't telling people that I did jujitsu. So they just assumed that I fell off a Segway or something.
It's also very realistic.
So very realistic, but like my toe was so gross. And this woman, she like grabbed onto it and was started like pushing and go, ow. I was like, you don't see this, how gross this is? Oh, anyway, I did an x-ray, and then it turns out I had two other fractures in my foot.
From before.
From, like, previous. I was like, oh, cool.
That makes sense.
Well, anyway, either way, now I have to tape it, because if it does get re-injured like that, it's going to probably, I don't know what's going to happen.
So maybe,
like,
it'll fix it.
I don't know.
Let me try.
No. Oh, God, no. No, 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 no.
Like this. Oh.
No, but I have to put so much tape on it for jiu-jitsu now, because I'm like, I can't, and I have to be very careful.
Yeah, that's fair.
So anyway, I miss jiu-jitsu, but it's a very difficult thing. Like, how do you go back to doing that
when you're not allowed to touch people?
Yeah.
What are you looking up here?
I forgot. It was something with an electric car, but now I can't find it. It was like a modular electric vehicle. I saw it was a tweet, and then I didn't click into it.
Oh, that's okay. Well,
we're going to have to end soon, because I have a meeting at 4:30. So it's 4:20 right now. What's up?
Think about the time.
How do doctors treat a concussion? We're just looking through. Oh my God. Look, do cardio for 30 minutes a day. Do cardio less than 30.
You know what? While we're on the topic of cardio, I would just like to say that, I haven't been doing any and I feel very badly. I think that's also kind of like why I just feel so tired. Like, I haven't been working out in probably like a month, and I think it's really caught up to me. And you know what? I don't really like when people comment saying, looks like you guys gained weight. Yeah. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
But how would you feel if things that you were very insecure about, and you posted yourself online, and people are like,
oh, you're a pig.
Oh, look at you. Looks like you gained weight. Don't do that. Don't comment on people's weight. I want to comment about my own weight, I will. But it's not nice to do that about other people.
Yeah.
Because I'm a little insecure about my puffiness.
Oh, you're not puffy.
Oh, but here's the thing. It's like, I have no muscles anymore. So, like, you know how you're just not toned? Yeah. And like, things were jiggling in 120. That's all I'm saying.
I know. I was like, I'm just going to let it out.
That's all I'm saying. They're jiggling in 120. We got to get back into fitness. We got to get strong. And we got to get healthy. It didn't help that I was eating pizza twice a day. Yeah.
I mean, I definitely gained weight in quarantine, but I also gained a lot more aerobic activity, because thankfully I'm very lucky to have a treadmill. So, like, I'm able to run longer distances now, but
I walk also up steps and I get exhausted.
I have to eat more food so that I'm able to do that. And that just, yeah. But
I haven't done that. I haven't worked out.
I have been using the tempo thing. So I just started using that again.
Jealous.
And so whenever you get yours, I'm very excited, because it's really incredible. Yes.
I'm going to be jacked. Like, coming out of quarantine. I was doing so well. I'm really sad, because Peloton, I got a notification that said, do a workout tomorrow to keep your 19-week streak.
Oh.
You didn't do it? I didn't do it.
Oh, man.
So it's been a very, very sad month, and I got to get back into fitness, because I just feel bad, just like mentally and physically, and it's just taking a toll.
It's tough. But the tempo thing's really cool. So depending upon when I post that video, it might already be up, or it'll be out very shortly. But I shot a video talking about this, the tempo thing. And it's kind of like a freestanding, like a big TV in a cabinet that has weights connected to it. And I'm really struggling to talk.
It's okay.
It's really cool.
It's cool. So it's kind of like a mirror, but also a TV. So it'll be able to see what you're doing for, like, the moves. Mm-hmm. So it also has, like, not live.
It's like 3D sensor.
Classes. So you're following along. That's what I really like. Because I used to love doing, like, the body pump classes. Because it's like,
you'll love this.
The weight training. Like, that's what I need. But it's also interesting to see, like, what the future of gyms is going to be like. Like, I know people are going to still go to gyms. But I feel like everyone has kind of adapted and adjusted and realized, like, oh, I actually probably can work out at home. Mm-hmm. So should be interesting.
Yeah.
I need to work out. And me don't too. Comment on people's weight.
Yeah. Leave us
Hurts
alone.
Hurts our feelings.
We're already aware. Just go away. Leave us be nice.
Those chocolate chip cookies are delicious.
Oh, boy.
Oh, we have to read a review.
We do. Oh, my gosh. We have to listen to a review, too, before we end.
So usually we start with the reviews, but right now we're going to read some of our reviews from the Apple podcast.
Yes, thank you guys for being so
thank
sweet.
Thank you. Yes, we still have 5 stars.
Hey, Jerry and Justine. I'm 16, and I love your podcast. But I don't know why I didn't start listening sooner, because you guys have a great personality and you have encouraged me to start my own podcast.
Oh my gosh, that's exciting.
I'll be watching your podcast, so where can I find the video version? Thanks and keep it up.
They're on the hard drive.
Did we listen to this one before? Because I feel like Yeah, we're working on the video stuff.
They're there.
I just haven't uploaded them, and I couldn't figure out how to make a YouTube channel. So what?
No, I was going to say, these are the voice messages from anchor.fm/samebrain. You can leave voice messages, or you can leave the reviews from the Apple podcast, which we have right here.
Great stars.
Podcast. I love listening in the morning while drinking coffee and having breakfast. This is the only podcast I like listening to.
Wow.
Thank you.
Honored.
Same Brain is no lame brain. I watch and I'm subscribed to both of your channels, loving the additional content.
Mm.
Thank you.
I love additional content.
Just, it's a lot to me.
I love you both.
Oh, thank you.
Super simple, to the point.
To the point. That's great. Oh, I think they're on a jog.
Hey there, Justine and Jenna, how are you guys doing?
Good, good, good.
We're in my office recording this audio to let you all know that I love, let you both know that I love your podcast.
Oh, thank you. They love our podcast. Thank you so much.
They're in the office.
They're in the office. Someone said this is epic chill.
Oh, yeah, clearly.
Epic chill.
Epic
great quality
chill.
Podcast. Love your videos. Thanks for getting me through quarantine. Also, someone said that our audio is incredible.
Well,
great audio.
Thanks. We are using the Rode mics here.
Yes, we are.
The Rodecaster, which we took with us on the go.
We took it on the go. It's nice. It's compact. And we wanted to make a podcast from the Sprinter van, but it was very loud.
It was hot.
It was very hot. Kept overheating.
My body.
Hey, man. We can always get another Sprinter van.
I really want a Sprinter van now.
It's so cool.
I miss the van.
It's so good. Okay, well, you have your meeting. But anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. We eventually will have a YouTube channel where you can watch the video. But in the meantime, you can leave your reviews on the Apple podcast or the audio messages at anchor.fm/samebrain.
That's it.
Whoa. Yes.
Great.
Wow.
Well, thank you guys. Happy Saturday. I'll see you guys on Animal Crossing. I can't talk.
Yay. We're going to go take her to the doctor.
I do need to go to the doctor.
Bye.